Well, footage of the moment New South Wales woman Tony Doherty used her shirt to save an old male koala has gone viral. You may have seen these images overnight. The animal was badly burnt in a bushfire on the mid-north coast of New South Wales. It's now in a critical care situation at the Koala Hospital in Port Macquarie. Tony Doherty is on the line from the Koala Hospital, as is Shane Flanagan, who's the clinical director of the hospital. To both of you, a very good morning.
Morning.
Oh, good morning.
Tony, let me start with you. You're being described as an absolute Aussie hero. Take us back to the moment. What happened? How did you spot this koala and why did you decide to do what you did?
Thanks very much, but I don't feel like a hero. My husband and I were driving along the Oxley Highway heading east towards Port Macquarie and just past a little town called Long Flat. And as we came over the crest of a hill, there was a fire on both sides of the road, of the highway, and right on, close to the edge of the road. And there was a fire truck which was just taking off, and just happened to be two people from the news there and speaking with the firemen. And as we pulled up to ask if it would be safe to follow the fire truck through, I saw in front of the car a young koala come out of the flames, and he looked quite really healthy at that time, and then I was really hoping that he'd just come up the road, but all of a sudden he veered across the road and ran into the burning bush. It's just a horrific scene, and all I could think of was to try and help him. And I just asked my husband to stop the car, and I just jumped out, and as I ran towards him, the legs were burning at the back. I just thought, what could I do to catch him, cover him? And I just quickly took off my t-shirt, and managed to reach him before he climbed the tree. He'd already started, and that just sort of put the smoke out, or the flames on his little coat. And grabbed him, and took him back, and it was really good. The others provided the water, and we had a big blanket in the car.
And how was he doing when you were holding him in those first moments?
Oh, he was crying. That was really sad, and sort of squealing on the tree. I didn't know that they called out like that. And so, he was really terribly distressed, because you could see the burn on his little paws, where they actually have like a leather coating on their paws, and you could see that was lifting off. Just that short exposure to the flames was terrible.
Shane Flanagan, I think it's fair to say the reaction to this has been absolutely overwhelming. You've been flooded with donations, but this comes at a time where you're also being flooded by injured koalas. Firstly, how are you doing?
Oh, we're all very tired, I hate to say. Tired, yeah.
It must be a very unusual, very overwhelming experience.
We've been through big fire events twice in the past, but not of this magnitude. This is the most we've ever experienced, and it's horrible, but it's also heartwarming how wonderful the public have been.
And this little fella has a name now. He's in critical care at your hospital. Can you give us a status update?
Look, it's early days yet. As you would all know from the Bali bombings, people can seem okay initially and then they go downhill. Koalas are no different. His burns are quite severe. He's got partial and full thickness burns. He's almost borderline for euthanasia, really, but we're going to give him a burl. We really want to do that, but we don't want him also to suffer. He's under quite strong pain medication at the moment, so that's helping. But for him, we can do everything we possibly can, but it's really up to him and his fighting spirit, which he seems to have.
You called him Ellenborough Lewis, I think?
Yes, named after Tony's grandchild, Lewis, but Ellenborough's the area he actually came from, yeah.
We spoke to you a few weeks ago as these fires were burning, and you did have some pretty serious fears about the impact on the koala population. Have those fears been borne out?
Probably more so. Our estimate of 350 koalas lost in the fires in this area really quite conservative and more likely that the numbers are much higher. And you add to that the fires in the Taree Manning area, where they've also lost a significant amount of animals, the fires in the northern rivers, which has also taken out a large proportion of the populations. The koalas in New South Wales are actually in dire straits.
Tony, what do you make of the work that Shane and others there at the Koala Hospital are doing?
Oh, it's just fantastic. There's just such a group of dedicated people here, and the facilities are very, very basic that they have to work with for the care that's intensive care that's required. But it's just, we knew straight away that the Koala Hospital is the place to bring the koala, and I have actually friends who work here, and had quite a bit of an insight into the fabulous care that they're trying to provide and to support the koalas. There's just nobody else doing such a great job. Fantastic.
Shane, I'm going to let you go, but I know you've started a fundraising campaign, and I think you said to our producers you've somewhat given up on the politicians.
Yes.
Why?
Oh, look, they're all big with words and policies and all this sort of stuff, but in the greater scheme of things, they've done very little. And what's currently happening, I think, has been a big rude awakening, not only in this country but internationally. We are at great risk of losing this species. And the measures they have in place are very poor, and in fact, they encourage removal of vegetation rather than conserve it. Things have got to change. They've got to change, and we're just going to go for the throat now. We've got to. We've got no choice.
What do you mean, go for the throat?
Oh, there's got to be major changes. You know, there's got to be better protection. We're trying to get koalas listed as emergency endangered, and we want a moratorium across the state until we can deal with this. You know, moratorium on removal of habitat until this issue can be mounted. And bear in mind too, there's a lot of other species that live in association with koalas that are also under great threat. It's not just the koala. We're concerned for all the species that live in those environments. And we're just taking out our animals left, right and centre, and it's got to stop.
Look, appreciate your time this morning. You've got a huge job ahead of you, Shane Flanagan. Thank you very much for your time. And Tony Doherty, I know you don't like being called a hero, but clearly that's what people see you as at the moment. Thank you so much for your time this morning as well.
Thank you. Thanks. All the best.
We'll stick the video and images of Tony Doherty rescuing that little koala, Ellenborough Lewis, as he's now known, up on the RN Breakfast Twitter feed right now, so you can take a look if you'd like to see what it all looked like in pictures. That was Tony Doherty there, who rescued the koala, and Shane Flanagan from the Koala Hospital at Port Macquarie.